You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're getting ready for big bad weather to come in. Tonight, down to around -1 in Denver. Single digits for Saturday and Sunday. Overnights, 5 to 10 below. The dangerous part is that wind chills could reach 30 below zero.
Getting all the news alerts that Polis issued a disaster declaration this morning, which authorizes the use of the National Guard to ensure people can essentially, you know, stay safe, get to warming centers, get food, blankets, all that kind of stuff. So that went down this morning. And I'm also seeing already at least 1,000 flight cancellations across the country. So if you're heading out to DIA, I'm sure you're getting little pings and news alerts on your phone regarding your flights. So just keep an eye on that kind of stuff because stuff is shutting down already.
Yeah, this storm really is affecting a big chunk of the United States. It's not just Colorado. But, you know, it's interesting, too, because the NFL playoffs kick off this weekend. And some of these games, like the game in Kansas City, right, it'll be down around zero or something when they're playing.
That's got to sting when you get hit,
playing,
you know?
Professional football game in that
football
temperature.
It turns to a rock at that point, you know? Ugh.
Thing is, if you want to watch that playoff game between Kansas City and Miami, you have to subscribe to the Peacock streaming service.
I don't want to.
Has really pissed off a lot of people.
I don't want to do that.
Now, the fans in those two cities can watch it on NBC, but the rest of the country has to pay up. And you know what? The thing is, it's a glimpse into our future.
Yeah, it is.
It just is. When they insist on paying athletes contracts like that $700 million contract that one athlete just got, and they're all headed that way, we pay for that, which means we're going to have to pay for streaming services in order to afford watch these guys spend a few minutes playing a kid's game.
Well, I mean, it's been around for years with pay-per-view, with the big fights and things like that. So why not now bleed over into football a little bit?
I know. It's just that we've been spoiled and we've watched the playoffs for basically free our entire lives.
This is where it comes in handy not to be a sports fan and not to care about football.
This is right. That's right. This is where
you
win. You win.
I will be fine.
Oh, my God. That's kind of funny. If you don't want to watch sports, you want to go see a new movie, the Mean Girls musical is out today. There's a really highfalutin, very intellectual film called The Beekeeper with Jason Statham. It's very much a thinking person's movie.
I sense sarcasm. But he's so good looking.
Sure, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
He punches people, I'm sure. Cars blow up.
Perfect.
You know the drill.
Yeah.
You know, quick zinger one-liners, you know. And then there's a movie called The Book of Clarence that's set back during the time of Christ, and it's about a guy scamming people by performing fake miracles.
Knock it off, Clarence.
So that's going on. Clarence.
Clarence is a funny name.
Hey, listen to this. Some folks at eBay are in big trouble. eBay is now having to pay a $3 million fine because employees wanted to get revenge on someone who put out a newsletter critical of eBay. So the eBay employees sent this person live spiders, cockroaches, and other, quote, disturbing items to this couple in Massachusetts who were critical of eBay. Wow, yeah, this really helps your cause.
What were the other items?
I don't know. I kind of want to know,
too. Dying to know.
News for nerds. There's not a whole lot of news for nerds stuff this week. A lot we've already seen. A lot of it coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
There's a creepy robot helper that will follow you around and then watch you as you sleep. You want one of those?
I was watching the video on this, and that's the first thing I thought is, like, there's this giant camera on it that watches your every move, and it's like, where's that data being sent to? Mm-hmm. Who's getting all that?
I love this. For people who are into bird watching, they're coming out with some bird watching binoculars that identify the birds for you.
Oh.
And why not? Why wouldn't they have that technology?
It's about time.
So you look through the binoculars, you see a bird, and I'm sure there along the bottom, it'll tell you that, you know, it's the yellow-footed booby or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So there's that. There's an AI toothbrush that tells you if you're brushing wrong.
All right.
A pillow that will shift your head around to help you stop snoring.
Need that for knick-knack.
and a device called WeHead.
What is that?
That gives ChatGPT a face.
Oh, they need a new name. They need a new name for that product.
That's kind of why I shared it.
Work on that immediately.
Your Boys in the Morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, I know all of you are dying to know how many books Britney Spears has sold. Well, lucky for you, I have that information this morning because she went onto the Instagrams yesterday and started touting about how happy she was that over 2 million copies of her book has been sold here in the United States of America.
Well, good.
Well, at least you're reading. At least you have a book in your hands. An estimated 3 million copies of the book are currently in print around the world. Are they?
I sometimes wonder about books like
Maybe not.
That. Like how many people buy it
just to
say, have it or to put on their bookshelf or coffee table or whatever.
Books. Yeah, I have a few of
those. Like, I don't know. Would you read that one cover to cover? I don't know.
I still kind of want to read it. I still kind of want to just read it. And it looks like a very quick read, not real difficult to get through it.
You're just going to get it at the library?
I will probably just check it out, digitally on Libby and throw it to my Kindle. So we'll try that. What else is going on? Mark Zuckerberg is trending this morning because he's on a cattle journey. Hi, I'm on a cattle journey right now. He's got a buttload of land out in Kauai, and they said something. It's like a $270 million compound he has out there with a ton of land attached to it, and he's getting into farming and cattle raising now, and his goal is to create the highest quality beef in the world, is the quote. So he's gone from Facebook now to raising cows. And they say that he's going to be spending, he's got this special feed that he's given him. It's macadamias and beer that they actually produce on his compound.
Beer.
He's letting the cows drink beer, which I guess makes it really tender. I remember reading something about giving cows beer, and it makes the meat really tender and tasty. But anyway.
Is it good for the cow?
Oh, they seem fine as they're stumbling around.
Are animal rights people going to be upset that he's getting
the
cows drunk?
I don't know if this is a thing or if the cows don't process the alcohol like humans do and it just goes into tender meat, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, each animal eats about 5 to 10,000 pounds of this special feed and beer, and they say they could cost him up to $360,000 a year per cow. So start doing the math on that. You know, if he's got 200 head of cow out there, $360,000 a year for each cow to maintain it. Good
Well, I'm
God.
Trying to think of what you'd have to charge for the product to recoup
a lot.
$300,000+ per head.
I mean, think of some of that. What's that? Wagyu, whatever.
The
beef?
Japanese
beef goes for crazy amounts of money. So he might be able to recoup the cost. I don't know. Hmm. Or this is just a billionaire's fun little side hustle, and he's just having fun.
Billionaire,
you know?
Folly.
It's just some fun and some ways to blow his money, I guess. I don't know. What else is going on? There's a new Amy Winehouse biopic that's coming out. I posted the trailer on our Facebook page if you want to watch it. The actress that plays Amy Winehouse is spot on. She looks so good. Covering the singer's early years in London, her rise to fame, her albums, and then her accidental alcohol overdose in 2011 already. My God, at the age of 27. So the movie
looks...
It's
been 13 years,
I know,
almost.
Right? Knick Knack went as Amy Winehouse one Halloween many, many years ago before kids. And
she did? I want to
see
pictures.
It was great. She pulled it off, man.
I might play some Amy coming out of the trending report.
Does she have any other... Yeah, that's all she got is that rehab song. Huh? That's all she's got. All right.
I'll play it.
So according to some new data from the Pew Research Center, get this number, a whopping 99% of Americans have a local Mexican restaurant that they love. And local is like within the same county. You don't really have to drive far to even get to it. Overall, 85% of U.S. counties have a Mexican restaurant.
I love this story, and I was digging into it, and it was talking about the percentage that are, you know, when you look at a review of a restaurant, and it'll show you either $1 sign or two or three or four.
Yeah.
And they say something like 90% of them in the country for Mexican restaurants are like $1 sign or at most two.
Yeah.
And there's only something like 1 or 2% that are $3 or $4 sign Mexican restaurants.
Okay.
In other words, the high price joints.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, what was the name of that one at the end of Larimer Square?
Oh, God, I don't know.
You know, wasn't that like at 14th and Larimer Square?
Somebody will message us and tell us.
That's what I'm hoping, because I was trying to remember what it was called. It's that one at the text in if you remember that one, because I don't think it's open anymore. Well, was it Tamayo?
That sounds familiar.
I think that was
it. That sounds familiar, yeah. Okay.
And that was not that was Mexican food, and it was like the highbrow.
Yeah,
Mexican
that's
food.
I want Los Dos, which is, I'm not saying it's lowbrow, but that's like the ooey gooey, cheesy, saucy, good Mexican food with the big bowl of chips and the giant margarita. And
you know what? I'll give a free plug to one of my favorite Mexican restaurants in the Mile High City, and it's over at next to the Target there at I-25 in Arapaho. Mm. So it's right over, you know, it's just not that far from the new studios.
Yeah.
It's called Las Brisas. And they've got great margs.
Yes.
And it's maybe a $2 to $3 sign.
Okay.
Mexican place.
That's the best, though.
That's so really good. Get a table in the back by the little, what's the little fireplace thing's called?
Like a chimenea type thing?
Yeah, it's like a chimenea thing that's there in the back, and you can sit by that and take your wife and
get
a marg.
Get some chips and get a side of guacamole with
they have a
guacamole.
Combo plate that's out of this world.
And you know where those avocados are from, Dom?
Avocados from Mexico.
Hey, if you're rolling through your social, let me give you one more thing here before we play some Amy Winehouse. And you see a bunch of pictures of the Zers, the Gen Zers, with their hands over their face. It's this new thing called the nose cover photos now, I guess.
Dumb.
And essentially, it's just a way of the Zers blocking their faces and expressions, because a lot of family members / parents / friends on social are posting pictures without permission. And the Zers are saying, we're not going to allow this anymore. So they're just putting their hand over their face. So if you see that online today, now you are in the loop.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this funny video from a woman in Texas named Mackenzie, who was kind of busting her husband as he was watching the Cowboys game, and all of his various reaction as he's watching football, and she turned it into a bingo card. And it's pretty cute and kind of comical.
Funny.
This guy is into his team. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Hopefully my Packers will cause him all sorts of distress when they play the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
A lot of people confirming, yes, it was Tamayo that I was talking about, writing in. And then Kim says, we go to Las Brisas every Friday night. So
hey,
she will be there tonight.
Nice.
And points out that Blanche is the best server there.
All right, Blanche.
Well, with a name like Blanche, I mean, you got to be good.
Give me Blanche's section.
Yeah, ask for Blanche. And that's what's trending with your boys in the morning.